All right. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, there's a distinct lack of Christmas cheer this year. The massive country in the heart of Africa is waiting to see whether the long-delayed presidential election will really happen this coming Sunday. As NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports from the capital of Kinshasa.
Christmas Eve in downtown Kinshasa. But you just don't feel the Christmas spirit in the air. Somehow Congolese feel they can't celebrate until these elections are held. Bonjour. Ma'am, what's your name, please? Maman, votre nom, s'il vous plaît.
Sandra. Sandra Mokoko.
Madame Mokoko, I see you with a few bags. Have you been able to do any Christmas shopping? Noël, ça s'annonce comment?
Noël, ça s'annonce mal, parce que jusqu'à là, je n'ai rien fait pour les enfants.
Sandra Mokoko, a mother of two, echoes what many Congolese are saying. Christmas is looking grim. We are suffering and we have no money to buy food or anything special for the children, she says.
Au Congo, tout va mal. Nous, le petit peuple, nous souffrons. On en a marre, la souffrance au Congo. Nous voulons les élections.
And then she gets angry. We're fed up. We've had enough, says Sandra Mokoko. We're suffering in Congo and we want change. She says our leaders and their families are eating well this Christmas while we have nothing. We want elections. Nothing but elections. Now, if we don't vote on September 30th, as they've promised, then we'll all be on the streets with our children to drive out President Kabila and his regime once and for all, says a frustrated Mokoko. Joseph Kabila is poised to step down after 18 years in power in Congo, the last two as a much-contested caretaker president while elections were delayed. Congo is Africa's leading Catholic country, and the outspoken bishops here have been instrumental in mediating a roadmap to elections in a checkered peace process between the government and the opposition. At midnight mass, the new Archbishop of Kinshasa, Fridola Ambongo Besungu, said that real peace will only come through credible elections that he warns must not be delayed again in Congo. And, said the Archbishop, to loud applause in the cathedral, the results of the elections must reflect the true will of the Congolese people. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Kinshasa.